As we continue our daily studies in the book of Psalms and daily devotional periods, I call your consideration to Psalm 84, written by the sons of Korah. What is very interesting in this psalm is the importance that the sons of Korah wanted to place upon themselves, as well as wanting the children of Israel also to realize how they needed to seek to be in the presence of the temple, that is, to be together. And for that thought, I believe that the reasoning behind that is that's where the presence of God was in those days. And so the statement is made by the writer of this psalm in Psalm 84, verse 10, "For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness." There was a great blessedness in being in the temple, but there was a spiritual reason for that. And we find that in verse 11. "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will be withheld from those who walk uprightly." It seems to be indicated here that the psalmist is saying that if we are in the presence of God in his temple, then it's much easier for us to live the life that God so desires that we live. In the New Testament, we are told that we should not forsake the assembly of ourselves together as a matter of some is. In other words, we are encouraged to assemble with the saints. That's found in Hebrews 10, verse 25, as many of you know. I'd like to ask you a question. Where would you want to be, or where do you think the best place would be for you to be if the Lord were to come even today? What better place could there be than to be with his saints in worship to God in a place of worship designated for him? Isn't it wonderful that we have the opportunity in this great country to assemble together without being persecuted? In fact, we're so free, as in comparison to so many other countries, to praise and to worship and honor our God as we see fit. And we as New Testament Christians do this on a regular basis because we feel and know the importance of coming together and encouraging one another and worshiping God in spirit and in truth. May we all develop that attitude of the psalmist David when he said in Psalm 122, verse 1, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." So let us all seek the presence of God and the fellowship of his saints every opportunity that we have together.